This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to get caught up on what's going on in the world, conversationally and otherwise. The facts first, and then the opinion. Or is that, I guess the facts first. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Fact, with Jennifer Horn, Ms. Fact, and Victoria Keelan, Ms. Fact. You want to be A and B?
Speculation.
It was speculation. I know.
Gossip.
All right, so who's going to...
Do you want me to break some news for you? Because I learned stuff yesterday, guys.
Really? So, are you broken or are you kind of put it back together by now?
No, I want to share this because I feel like this is so interesting, and I don't think a lot of us know this. And this came from the president of the Election Integrity Project. I spoke to her yesterday on one of my programs that I do.
Yes.
And we've heard a lot about the Dominion. Have you heard about the Dominion voting system, which they're talking about a lot in all this election stuff?
I've heard of diminutive, but not Dominion. Dominion, okay, like the Dominion of Puerto Rico. Their Dominion.
No. So
of,
if you're following, right,
well,
if you're
Old
following
Dominion
closely,
was on the CMAs, and they were really good. So
there's a trucking company called Old Dominion.
Okay, both of you. If you're following closely the story about the election, one of the really big narratives and the storylines that have come up is that there is a voting system that was implemented roughly about 2015 that was in the contract, was signed with a company called Dominion. And so, I don't know, I know, Victoria, you voted by mail. Doug, did you go in person?
I did.
Okay. Did you use the iPad kind of thing?
I did not. I used an old paper ballot, which is what I like, marked it with a pen, and put it into the machine. That's what I like.
So those are the old, that's the old system. But you guys, I think, have probably seen pictures of the ones that kind of look like iPads, right? That you, and I think I told you in Los Angeles, the way you do it is you pick all your choices on the iPad, it prints out. And remember I told you the thing that's tricky is once you get it printed out, you have to put it back in the machine again, and it's kind of, you have to have that extra step to get it back in to get it counted. So, that's the Dominion model. So most people are moving towards this because it's electronic in nature instead of the old paper ballots. So one of the stories, and there's been a ton of them about election fraud, election scam, you know, with all of this going on, is that there has been a real issue with those Dominion machines. In fact, there was weird tabulations going on in Michigan. People have been talking about Dominion, Dominion, Dominion. So I talked to the Election Integrity Project yesterday, and again, this is not coming from a Trump perspective. This is coming from a what in the world are we doing perspective. So we signed this contract. Most places did, by the way. And Dominion is in 20-something states. It's in California. It's in multiple. In fact, almost every battleground state that we're talking about right now has Dominion used, at least in some counties. Do you know that that is a Serbian and Canadian company that we contracted with to handle our election?
Great.
Do you know that
Canadian I'd worry about so much, but Serbian, yeah, I think I'd have a little problem with
that. Do you know that once the vote is cast, instead of it going straight to the county or the state, whoever the contract is with, that it actually goes to Dominion's corporate office first, and then that office sends out the results to whoever has contracted with them?
Why would we be doing that would be the
Thank
question.
Thank you. This is the question that has blown my mind. So I asked this woman, I said, okay, so Dominion. I said, I voted on this iPad. I live in L.A. County. She goes, no, L.A. County did something else. L.A. County came up with their own system. They contracted with a company in
China.
Venezuela.
Oh, Venezuela.
Now, here's the thing. This may be nothing, but are we really leaving the Serbs, the Canadians, and the Venezuelans to our election? Why in the world are we not working with American companies on this? I don't understand.
Why are we doing it this way in the first place? Why are we even doing this sort of thing? Why aren't who is it that comes up with all these schemes and ideas to do it differently than what has been done in the past, if it is successful? If it's not successful, like Florida needs to nuke its system and kind of start all over again. But in general, most states are able to kind of figure this out, right?
I actually didn't hear much from Florida. But each state is allowed to do what they want. But this Dominion system has really expanded. So the fact that this, just think about how troubling this is for a second. Uh-huh. Not only is it not an American company, but it's all, and what have we talked about? Russian influence on our elections for 4 years. If we're really worried about making sure that we have integrity over our vote, why wouldn't we create that software ourselves? Why wouldn't we do it within the company? And the other thing that gets me is if the results are going to come back, shouldn't they go straight to the registrar or to the Secretary of State or whoever that appointed person is,
wherever
that contract is? Instead, it goes to Dominion. It goes to the company, and then Dominion just sends a report. They don't even send the vote tally. They send a report back to the registrar of voters. Now, again, whether this changes, exactly, and that's why I think it's really important to talk about, because not a lot of people are, and whether this changes any outcome at all, isn't this something that we have to deal with, like, today? Why would we set this stuff up like this?
Well, it says, because I just Googled this, because I have never heard of this, but it's originally a Canadian company, but its headquarters are now in Denver, so it's not actually a Canadian company anymore.
But who owns it?
No, the ownership, though,
that's
the
thing. Whether they have an office in Denver or not, where is the controlling influence? Who's the boss?
Well, I don't see anything about Serbia. In all the tech reports in this, I don't see anything about Serbia.
Their head company is called Serbus, I believe, Serbus or something like that.
I've heard of them before.
So it's, I don't know, it's a mess. Now, there are a lot of people who are saying, this is something I have not proved yet, because it's very difficult to find who the board of directors are. But I talked to two different people yesterday, and the Washington Post debunked the Washington Post said, no, there's nothing here to see. But the person that I talked to with election integrity said it is absolutely true. Board members, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Dianne Feinstein's husband, and Dan Quayle. I mean, how in the...
That's an interesting combo.
How in the world do we let all of this stuff happen? I don't know. Whether that proves to be
because
true, it's hard.
Because we've fallen asleep at the wheel. We, as Americans, we as citizens, we as responsible persons are not responsible persons. We've given up. We've given over. We let other people do this stuff. Why? I go back to the original fundamental question as to why everybody is not using a paper ballot that can be seen,
they can be counted, touched, again,
felt, and they can be counted again. They're
but
not going to get lost.
I don't have
somebody
a choice.
Burns them.
When I go to LA County, I can either do one of two things.
It's time for you to have a revolution, a little revolt. Well, you should make a lot of this noise on your radio program.
I'm sharing this information because I've been doing that on my program.
But then what's the response? I mean, you have a certain a narrow audience in a manner of speaking, but it's obviously getting bigger because your ratings are much better than they were before you were there. So under the circumstances, do people say, oh, yeah, oh, okay, what's next? Or do they say, oh, damn it, we've got to do something about it. And now, and there's somebody who's created some group or some organization that will go down and storm City Hall or go to the County Records Bureau, wherever they have to go, go up to Sacramento, to the state, and do something instead of doing the stupid kind of protesting that we are doing or have done. Pretty much protests are over with regard to the election, I think. But let's, instead of wasting your time on that kind of stuff, because that's really what it is, do something that people have to pay attention to. It doesn't need guns. It doesn't need bats. It needs people and noise. And you don't move. You stand there until somebody does something about it. And that's a commitment that sometimes is hard to make for some people, at any rate. But this country is being taken over by special interests. It's been going on for a long, long time. And they do this, and they wink, wink, and nod, nod. And
they distract.
Behind
Joe
the
Biden.
Scene.
Yeah, and they're distracting with Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and the Civil War, Democrats versus Republicans. Mm. I'm sorry. This should be an issue that should concern every single person. This is not about the only reason I admit I'm looking into it right now is because of my political stance, but this concerns me for all Americans.
I have no political stance on this, but I will tell you something. Hearing some of the people that are showing up on the list of potential cabinet members, it doesn't make me really excited about what the New World Order is going
to
be.
You never
Biden.
Listened to me until then you go, whoa, I guess she was right. Sorry.
No, that's not true.
You argued me. Right. Oh, he's going to be fine on China. Oh, we're back in the World Health Organization. Okay.
The China, yeah, the whole thing, the World Health Organization. What is the, what did I see about the World Health Organization?
Well, they're going to have an they're now open to an independent review of how they handled the virus and how they've, you know, and.
Open to an independent. Who's, how do we describe, what do we define independent?
I don't know. There's going to be an independent investigation into how they handled everything with the virus and who's on the board. And they're already getting pressure from Biden. I know, Jen, I love you. I know you, you know, want
to
kind of peddle a conspiracy theory about Joe Biden and China. And but he's going to actually keep the tariffs in place that Trump has put in, and there's going to be more pressure on China. So
why go back to the World Health Organization?
What he's doing to further that
discussion. Well, we've been in the World Health Organization for a really long time, and now there's going to be pressure to revamp it, which I think is a good thing, and to have other nations get involved and put pressure on them to make sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm in favor of it. So
hold on, ladies. Hold on, please. Let me finish my statement.
Yeah.
Biden has been calling other leaders from other countries around the world, and the first order of business has been what we're going to do collectively about China, which is a step
in
the right direction.
I'm in favor
of
that.
As far as I'm concerned. I am more than in favor of it. I think it needs to be demanded.
Well, I think he should probably be thrown in jail like Michael Flynn was for the Logan Act violations. He shouldn't be talking to people from other countries.
He's the president-elect. He's totally within the bounds.
Doesn't matter.
Allowed to.
It's the Logan Act. And
right.
That's
so what's more important,
oh,
Jennifer?
Come on. The Hatch Act, the Logan Act. No one gives a crap about any of that stuff.
Oh, my gosh, Victoria.
I mean,
that's what they threw at Michael.
Trump would literally, I don't care about Michael Flynn. Trump would be in jail for the number violations of the Hatch Act.
But they were destroyed a life of Michael Flynn, his entire life.
Oh, Michael Flynn's fine. He's fine. I have no sympathy for that guy. He's
he
fine.
Lost all of his money. He lost everything because of a Logan Act violation. That's what happened. So, to me, it's very hypocritical to say...
He was very shady, and he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing.
He was not very shady. He's a four-star general.
I honestly don't care. That's fine.
Well, to be
just because you're a four-star general doesn't mean that you're a perfect person. Sorry,
nobody
says
he
was. No, it
doesn't. But there is a lot of stuff that's gone on that has been basically political gotcha stuff. Okay,
if it means that you're such a great person, Jen, then why is General Mattis, why has he been demonized by Trump? So
I think he's a war hero. I think he is a political actor, but I think he's a war hero. And by the way, I think Michael Flynn, same thing. But you can't dismiss someone whose life was destroyed for no reason by the government. That's ridiculous.
Being
that could happen to any of us, by the way.
Trump, by the way, is not. There's nothing in that. That there's no. That's not a cause for having somebody having his life. Ruined, discharged, whatever it is. We've got to get away from the this whole business of political destruction by innuendo, ref room, or whatever the hell it is that goes on here. The audit that's being conducted, what's going on here in seeing some of the ballots in some of the states, who's conducting this is to go... Beyond what
Georgia's
you were saying.
Georgia's going to recount by hand. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Georgia's recounting by hand.
Who's recounting? Who is doing it? Who's in charge of this?
The Secretary of State.
Okay.
And the Secretary of State, who's a Republican, and he's a Trump guy. The governor's a Trump guy. Like, I think that this is getting so politicized with who's on what team and who's on which side. It's ridiculous. They're going to do a hand count. They're going
to
do a
Welcome
recount.
Welcome to 2020.
Yeah, and on both sides. This is the point where we have to have a good, free, fair, trusted election process, and we don't have that right now. And there are real questions.
The DJV download will not include any of this conversation. But
good, it should. This is important stuff.
The first part, we need to, we'll spend a little more time on that. Later on, I would like to have some more info on that. The latest DJV download at djvshow.com has the story of Tommy Heinsohn, one of the great basketball heroes of all time. The live Grinch story that's coming up in the divorce of Phil Collins, amongst other things, at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sneaking something from a flask. Hey. Yeah, man, he's nodding off again, and we can't help but laugh. Cause Cousin Eddie's in from Denver, brought some homegrown.
This is real country. Florida Georgia Line, bandmates Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly sparked some rumors they recently had a falling out. Fans speculated that something seemed to have gone awry between the two stars after Hubbard, who's 33, and his wife Haley unfollowed Kelly on Instagram. Fans were quick to point out that the timing was weird considering they just released a Christmas song, which you're listening to right now, called Lit This Year. Several fans theorized that Tyler and Kelly's differing political views may have driven them apart in the wake of this year's election. Isn't that ridiculous that you would all have a falling out? There'll be families that argue about this stuff. Come on. Yeah, time to get a life, everybody who's in this category.
This is happening a lot.
I know it is. Tyler has spoken out against President Trump in the past, while Kelly, for his part, slammed supporters of President Biden on his Instagram story, calling their post-election fabrications a blank show that begins with an S and has an H and an I and a T in it. Kelly also shut down. There's a TV show where a creek, right? Same word. There's two T's, though, I think.
It's a Schitt's Creek.
Well, I think, here's the thing. There are a lot of country artists who are ticked that they have had to go off the road this year because of COVID. And so what I saw when I was digging around is him saying, a lot of people in the streets, a lot of crowds. I guess COVID's over. Let's get back on the road, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what is the real story here? Have they gone
to really
Florida, gone back to Florida, and Georgia gone back to Georgia?
I don't know.
They
Tyler has COVID.
They'd be really dumb. They'd be really dumb not to.
Well, they didn't show up at
dumb,
the CMA Awards last night, right?
No, they were not there because Tyler has COVID, and he's quarantining in his tour bus in his driveway.
I was thinking about that yesterday. Yeah.
So they pulled out of the show, and it's weird because Brian, the Kelly, has not said anything like, hey, Tyler, hope you're feeling okay. Like, it's... It is weird. There's something definitely going on between the two of them, and it's easy to sort of track that on their Instagram pages. They're both talking about, you know, they both did Veterans Day posts, but nothing about each other. So something definitely feels like there's a rift there. Not clear if they're going to make up.
Well, That's that. That's a story from last night. You watched the CMA Awards last night. What did you think, Victoria?
I thought they were great. I thought they did a great job. I love Reba, who does not age. She's like Benjamin Button. She's aging backwards. Darius was really sweet. I thought all the performances were amazing. The tribute to Charlie Daniels that opened the show was just, like, incredible. Justin Bieber made an appearance. He sang with Dan and Shay, which is one of my favorite songs of the year, 10,000 Hours. I really enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing. I thought it was great. That's why I'm really tired today, but it was really good.
All right, speaking of Reba, she was on with Andy Cohen, you know, that show Watch What Happens Live. She confirmed she turned down the chance to be on The Voice. That's the chair that Blake Shelton now is in. She said it's true. It was a very popular show in Holland. I'm pretty sure, and I watched the tape, and I said, no, I'm going to pass on that because I don't think I could ever be able to tell somebody that they're terrible or go find another job or hope you like your night job. I couldn't do that day in and day out. I just couldn't do it, so I passed. Blake is the perfect choice, she said. He's done a wonderful job. Fans are now pointing out that Reba turning down the show is a huge deal because it caused Blake to eventually meet his now fiance Gwen Stefani. So Blake should be kissing Reba, and Stefani should be kissing Reba. Everybody should be kissing Reba. I'd like to kiss
Reba. I wonder if she recommended him, because that was her son-in-law's client.
That's right.
Actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And let's be honest, Blake has gotten to be a household name because of The Voice. I had never heard of Blake Shelton before The Voice.
No. I don't
know. So it's a good career move.
Yeah.
I had.
All right.
Loved him.
28 after on today's DJV program, today being Thursday and all.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the presidential election is still up in the air with zero vote certifications from any state, some lawmakers in Washington are denouncing the president's constitutional rights. Senator Adam Schiff on MSNBC says Republicans are the bad guys.
If there weren't leaders within the Republican Party in Congress and elsewhere going along with him, and they rationalize it by saying, well, we'll just do it until the courts decide, or we'll just do it until the Georgia special election is over, or we'll just do it until he's out of office, or if he's going to run again, we'll just do it for the next 4 years. And this is how a democracy is smothered.
Most Americans would agree, no matter who wins, let's be sure to get it right. Tropical Storm Eta is about to make landfall near Cedar Key, Florida, and is still producing dangerous storm surge, heavy rains, and gusty winds for portion of the Florida Gulf Coast and northern Florida Peninsula. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV get together with the DJVers. I'm DJVer number one, Doug, and Jennifer's DJVer number two, and Victoria's DJVer number three. Not necessarily any particular order, but that's kind of the way that it sets up when you do DJV. It becomes Doug, Jen, Victoria. How do you do? I thought it was very interesting and a sort of congratulatory note to those of us who are in the radio business, especially. Yesterday was Veterans Day. And a lot of attention was paid, as is appropriate, to veterans. Military veterans, I saw a number of things, radio stations giving away cars, people getting supermarket sweeps from radio stations, on-air interviews. Did you do any of that, Jennifer? I would have thought that would have been something you would have done in Los Angeles on KRLA.
No, they've been doing all month a fundraiser for the vets, but we didn't do anything particular on our show. Yeah.
Right, yeah. There is a new podcast called Vets You Should Know. That's a good gimmick. It's a good shtick. You should know vets that live around you. You know, we spend a lot of time, and I'm not saying this is there's a comparative here, but we do identify negative residents in areas like sex offenders and stuff. So why wouldn't we, if we really appreciate, if we really, really are true to our word, and it isn't just so much talk, then why wouldn't we identify and somehow or other, if the veterans want to be known, where they live and what they do, know a little bit more about them? It's a question I don't have an answer for. I just think that it's very interesting how we always point out where the bad guys are, but why not point out where the good people are and what the good people are doing? And that's why I mention this, because a lot of great radio stations did a lot of good things for veterans. And as you know, by listening to me a lot, it's one of my, programs, one of my pet peeves as to how veterans are treated. I watched something last night that profiled veterans returning from wars all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And do you know that the complaints were the same from soldiers after the Revolutionary War as they have been for every single war that has happened since then, that the government didn't take care of? And there was a profiling. That's one of the things that really was, when you get right down to brass tacks, there was a profile of how much money is spent on the war machine. And the fact that no idea ever put forth has not been funded. That is, when even members of the military who say, I don't want that plane, we don't need that Jeep, we don't need that tool, Congress, the military appropriations budget, every single request that has ever been made for any armament, for any vehicle, for any device, never in the history of the country has been actually turned down. Some way, some place along the line, there have been the money has been spent to keep the military-industrial complex going. And that is, as my, if I look at this, it's disgraceful, disgusting to see how much money we spend every year building up the war machine, and yet the most important part of the war machine are the people who operate the machines. And yet they get screwed 85 ways from Sunday by our government and thus us. So those of you who walk in the store and you see a guy in uniform and say, thank you for your service, how much do you really mean that? How much do you really know about what goes on behind the scenes when it comes to military appropriations? And why wouldn't you ask the question, not of that person, but of, in some way, shape, or form, going back to our protest discussion that we're having about how to fix the election, this is another thing that is a damnable disgrace. And if people like me don't talk about it, or you, if you feel the same way as I do, then it'll never get fixed. And I don't know if it'll ever get fixed anyway, because I don't have that much, maybe 2 or 3 million listeners a week hear this program. So what can we do? I suppose we can do a lot if we put our minds, hearts, and souls to it. But, you know, it's just to know that never has there been a military appropriation that was ever turned down when it came to building something or buying something versus helping out those people who have put the uniforms on and operated all that crap that gets made. I think that you really should bring yourself up short the next time you say, gee, thanks for your service. Okay, that's great if you really mean it. And then after that, what is it? Thanks for your service. Okay. We thank them for their service by making them homeless or not giving them the mental and physical attention that they need. I think it's time that we look at ourselves in the mirror. Pretty disgusting. All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, that was on my mind, ladies, and I needed to express myself. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been chosen, Victoria. How big and bad is this puppy?
75 feet. It's an 11-ton Norway spruce. It comes from Oneida, New York, which is upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And it's been donated by the owner of the tree, which is a guy named Al Dick, which is, he's the owner of Daddy Al's General Store in Oneida. He's the one who donated the tree. Although it's funny because a family friend of ours is actually the company that finds the trees. And so it's pretty much, you know, they go out, they scout for the tree. People, in a lot of cases, people send a picture of the tree. They submit it to his company. And then they go and do the research in a helicopter. They fly around, they look at the big trees. But it's kind of funny because, like, once you get the knock on the door, hey, can we take the tree from your front yard? It's going to be in Rockefeller Center. I don't know that anyone actually says no to that.
Especially if you give a check and they pay for it. Yeah, right.
Well, they say donated, so I don't know if they actually, so it doesn't cost anybody anything except, whoever pays for it from the city of New York. But this is actually, this is going to be hauled from upstate New York to Manhattan. It will arrive on a flatbed truck on Saturday, and it's 2 feet smaller and 1 ton lighter than last year's, which came also from upstate New York. Last year's tree.
10 LeBron James, though. That's a lot of tree.
Right. Yeah, it's huge. And
I mean,
so,
height-wise, yes.
Yeah, if you stacked them up, that's a lot of LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's tree also had a newly redesigned star, which had 3 million crystals, and it weighed 900 pounds. The star alone weighs 900 pounds. So we're not sure what... I thought of you, actually. I'm like, oh, my God, Jen would love to have the star top of her house like Clark Griswold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure when or what the situation will be for people to go and see the tree in person. Obviously, with social distancing and the pandemic, there will be restrictions on it. But it is outside, so I don't know that we'll see the super long lines that we normally do. But eventually, I guess, people will be able to see it in person. But it is, if you've never been, not that I'm encouraging anyone to drive to New York right now, because I'm not, but if you are in the area and it's something that you normally do, it is a wonderful tradition.
Yeah, cool.
To see it
All
in
right.
person.
The folks at NASA have decided to put some rare photos up for auction. For example, Neil Armstrong and the picture of him on the moon next to the flag, the dog sitting in a space capsule, remember Laika the dog, shortly before becoming the first animal to orbit the Earth, Buzz Aldrin taking a selfie, our planet, a blue curve, behind him in the picture, the first ever self-portrait produced in space. These are three or four of the 2,400 or so rare NASA photos up for sale in an online auction at Christie's. Collection of original photographs spans a number of historic missions. This would be cool, man. I don't know, look at this. All the way back to the Mercury program, the Gemini spaceflight program, Apollo moon missions. Some of the images pretty iconic, like the blue marble picture taken by the crew of Apollo 17. It's the first fully illuminated photo of Earth taken by a human in space. Wow, that gives you the chills, huh? These photos weren't released by NASA at the time. They are now, so in a manner of speaking, new to the public as far as being able to get access or buy them. The most expensive item is the photo showing Armstrong on the moon taken by Buzz Aldrin during Apollo 11. It's estimated to be worth about 60-some-odd thousand of it. Brings more than that. Other high-value images include blue marble. That's the one that is the photo of the Earth rise. These are all $30,000, $40,000 pictures, supposedly. The unreleased photos were kept in the archives of the Manned Spacecraft Center over in Houston. They can only be accessed by accredited researchers. So they've been assembled over the past 15 years or so by private collector Victor Martin Malibu, who has been exhibiting these in museums around the world. So if there's 2,400 of them and they're worth 20 or 30 grand apiece, somebody's going to have a payday. Where is this money going? Is it going to this guy because he's the owner of the collection? Is that where it's going?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
I think
like all the auctions that we've been seeing, whether it's guitars or it's, you know, rock and roll memorabilia, I think that all of these prices are going to be out. I think that those are the baseline prices. Yeah, exactly. I think people are going to spend a lot of money on those
photos.
That's
Christmas time. It's a perfect time for that kind of stuff. Rare, unique things for the collector or people who have everything. More or less. If you don't have Calitrin, you don't have everything. One of the great things about this company, that is the premier weight loss formula, they produce the premier weight loss formula. What it has is what it hasn't, in a manner of speaking. I don't mean that as doublespeak. Doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. There's nothing in it that doesn't honor your body. And speaking of honoring, this week the folks at Calitrin are honoring veterans. They express not only gratitude and suggest that you thank a veteran, but they're using my promo code, our promo code, the DJV promo code. It automatically will give you free shipping and a free amount of product. And so that's kind of a cool thing. Shop at toploss.com. I think over the years you've gotten the idea about how healthy this is. We all use it. We all like it. Different reasons for using it. But the benefits are the same all the way around. By the way, they help a lot of people, men and women, who don't necessarily have all the money up front. You can. There's no interest to monthly payment plans available. So go to toploss.com, and on checkout, once you've reviewed all the reasons for getting onto this program, including losing weight and keeping it off the healthy way, use the discount code DJV. And again, thanks to all who are veterans. Make sure you make that known if you're going to buy online at toploss.com.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV. I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
The Rock is up to it again. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling. What do we think about The Rock rebooting his breakout movie, The Scorpion King? I must say I don't know much about that. I do remember that there was a movie called The Scorpion King. Anybody remember that here?
I know of it. Yeah. I've never seen it. Yeah. It was a big hit. Oh my
his
God.
Ex-wife, who pretty much runs his career, is doing the franchise reboot. The original movie centered on a desert warrior who rises up against the evil army that's destroying his homeland. Well, what a unique idea that is, huh? This was just another way for him to show his body on the movie screen, right? To bring us like Arnold.
Yeah,
when
but
he
it made him into an action star, sort of, which I think is where they put him first. And then he started doing all the Disney other comedies stuff. And stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yep. All right, let's see here. Those of you who are getting ready for Thanksgiving, which is 2 weeks from today, you may want to know what some of the people's favorite side dishes are. You ladies examine this list state by state. What did you think of it, Victoria?
Well, I think it's interesting that mashed potatoes were the number one choice.
Yeah.
That was the favorite of 10 different states. That's actually different, I think, from last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the interesting things, mac and cheese was the second most favorite side dish.
Which I've think never had. Yeah, it's not traditional Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had mac and I mean, I've never had mac and cheese at Thanksgiving ever in my entire life. But seven states, and it's all in the Southeast.
I was going to say it's regional, I think. Mac and cheese for probably in the South is.
Yep. It goes. It was like. Delaware, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia. It just runs right down the Southeast coast is mac and cheese. In Maine, they're goody two shoes up there. They like a side salad. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Yeah, they're like the Kardashians of the country up there.
Who picks a salad?
No one has a salad at Thanksgiving. Indiana had deviled eggs. That was new.
I have a salad that has those little tangerines on it.
That's good, but no one picks that as a favorite.
I've never had that at Thanksgiving.
Apparently,
but yeah, so Indiana had deviled eggs. Deviled eggs was new
also
this year
kind
the
of
list.
Weird. Yeah.
Right. Yep, and all the casseroles, green bean casseroles, stuffing, all the usual stuff was also in there too.
10 before the hour.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadoway, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadoway.com. Greenmeadoway.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJB program for this Thursday. And you know what that means. Doug introduces Victoria Keelan. She takes over with the info that she's researched overnight into some of the things that may be important to you. Amazon subsidiary Ring is in the focus here. Why is that, Victoria?
Yep, Ring is the smart doorbell company, and they're recalling hundreds of thousands of video doorbells after receiving reports of them catching on fire.
No, it's not that kind of doorbell.
Okay. So this potential fire hazard impacts 350,000 second-generation Ring doorbells, which were sold in the U.S. 8,700 were sold in Canada. And so these doorbells cost $100. They're sold on Ring's website and on Amazon between June of 2020 and October of 2020. So these are brand new. So if you have this second-generation Ring doorbell that you bought between June and October, then you're right here in the demographic of what's being recalled. So the video doorbell's battery overheats. That's the problem. And if the incorrect screws are used for installation, that's where the fire hazard and burn hazard happens. Ring has received 23 reports of doorbells catching fire and causing property damage. Think about it this way. You know, you want to protect your home. These are screwed into the front of your house. So 23 of these doorbells have caught fire and have burned the house, and either burned it down or have caused significant property damage. And so they have 8 reports of people having minor burns as well. So Ring said that they are working with the company that it's called CPSC. That's it's a Consumer Protection Safety Commission. They're working with CPSC. They're contacting customers who might be affected by the recall, and then they're updating the device installation instructions. They're saying, don't return your Ring doorbell. You don't need to do that, but you will be contacted. And in the meantime, I wouldn't necessarily wait or trust someone, calling you. be proactive. If you have one of these Ring doorbells, or if you're not sure if you're part of the recall or not, go to the company's website, go to the Ring website, go to the support center. You'll see on the landing page, you'll see directions to figure out the model number and the serial number that's printed on the back of your Ring doorbell. And so you can figure out if it's part of the recall. Ring was bought by Amazon back in 2018. They've had kind of a lot of controversy since they made this purchase. Last year, they announced partnerships with more than 400 police departments across the country to give law enforcement easier access to videos that are recorded on the Ring doorbells. And so that allowed police to submit videos or requests for video recordings for certain locations to help with investigations. But a lot of privacy advocates have been slamming this, saying that this is essentially, you know, a way for the government to surveil you 24/7. But separate from that, yeah, so either you're going to have big government, big brother looking at you 24/7, or it'll make your house catch on fire. So, yeah, look, go to the website, look up the serial number, and make sure that you're not affected by the recall, because it, like I said, this is 350,000 units that have been recalled so far.
All right, so space is an important part of our conversation all across the board here, and here's a story, an update on Voyager 2, which you may remember was launched a long time ago by NASA. It's 12 billion miles from Earth, but NASA still talks to it.
The Geek Out.
It can be kind of hard to wrap your brain around the idea that NASA launched a probe back in 1977 and it can still communicate to it in 2020. But it's true. The Voyager 2, launched 43 years ago and now almost 12 billion miles away, received and executed a new set of commands sent via the Deep Space Network, which had been down for repairs. Now, that's a collection of antennas that are spread across the Earth in Spain, Australia, and California. Signals to and from Voyager 2 can take up to 34 hours round trip as it floats past the heliosphere into interstellar space. And to check it out for yourself, we've tweeted a link to a very cool interactive space map over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, the Pope is in the act, technologically speaking. What's he doing?
That's something I never thought I would say, right? Pope Francis is in the tech news, but he is, and he's asked believers around the world to pray that robots and artificial intelligence, quote, always serve mankind. This was part of his monthly prayer intention. He does a different topic every month, and for November, it's AI and robots. And so he said that his focus is more about how the tech world could exacerbate existing inequalities. And so he said that AI is at the heart of the epochal change we're experiencing, and that robotics had the power to change the world for the better. But he says, pray that it always stays in the good part of the category.
There you go.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.